Hosanna to the Son of David. Let him be crucified. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Let him be crucified. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Crucify, crucify him. Are you a little confused? Well, Palm Sunday is just that kind of day. Because today, whether we like it or not, we are part of two very different crowds. First of all, we find ourselves gathered with the crowd along the road into Jerusalem, waving our palms and shouting to Jesus, Hosanna! And Hosanna is a word that comes from the combination of two Hebrew words, which means save and pray. So we shout, Hosanna, Lord! Save us, we pray you, save us. And as Jesus passed by, his name was on every tongue, and he entered the city of Jerusalem amid an excited and supportive crowd. But then, we are also a part of another crowd, a crowd that stands before Pilate and shouts, "Let him be crucified!" A crowd which collectively condemns Jesus to death. And then we find ourselves on the road again. But this time, we watch as a bloody and broken man stumbles by, carrying the terrible weight of the cross. So finally, our voices fall silent as an innocent man dies. For what can we say in the face of such a sacrifice? So today is a confusing day, and it may cause us to ask, how can this be? How can we be part of two such different groups? For we gladly identify with the first crowd, clutching our palms and raising our voices in joy, but it makes us squirm to be part of the second one. For to go from praising Jesus to condemning him is an unwelcome and uncomfortable transition. So even though we want to participate in that joyful procession into Jerusalem, it's not surprising that we'd rather hide out in confusion and disassociate ourselves from our involvement in Christ's passion and death. However, it is actually quite clear that we belong in each one of those crowds. For of course we want to honor Jesus, as it is part of our human nature to want to celebrate and to praise God. But in truth, it is also very much a part of our human nature to be part of the mob calling for his death, because we are sinful human beings who just can't help but be there. So how do we reconcile ourselves to these two very different roles? Well, the truth is, we can't. For there is no way we can possibly reconcile our sinful human nature with all that is good and holy and true. So instead, the answer to our dilemma must lie in the saving grace of Jesus Christ, which means that we absolutely must hear these stories about Jesus, and we need to comprehend our part in each one of them. For when we hear ourselves praising Jesus with one breath and then condemning him with another, when we clearly see our brokenness and then comprehend the act of overwhelming generosity that was Christ's passion and death, we then know, without a doubt, just how much God loves us and just how much we have been forgiven. And the contrast we see so clearly in today's liturgy of praise and condemnation, of celebration and pain, of joy and sorrow. Well, those are contradictions we live with each and every day. They are the reality of our human nature, and so they speak clearly to us of our need for the redeeming love of Jesus Christ. And the story of that redeeming love will be told in great detail this week as we journey with Jesus into Jerusalem, through the Garden of Gethsemane, and on to Golgotha, through unspeakable suffering and death, and then to triumphant love and joy. So we need to hear these stories again and again, because they are the centerpiece of our faith. And they teach us so much about ourselves, but then they teach us so much about God. Which means that this Holy Week and all these extra services, they're not a burden. They're not something we do if we feel like it or have the time. They are a privilege, because through them we are invited to participate in Christ's journey and remember what it is he did, and remember why it is that we are here. So, today and this week, we come to claim our place in the crowd surrounding Jesus in order that we are very clear about our place in the ultimate story of our faith and equally clear about the strength and blessing of God's saving love. For yes, we were there in the crowd to praise Jesus. And yes, we were part of the crowd to condemn him. And this week, we will make that journey from celebration to the cross to celebration once again, so that we may more fully understand and appreciate anew the love, compassion, mercy, and deep forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Amen.